couple areas from the game last night that, you know, I thought we made some progress in. Number one was the area of eliminating explosive plays. You know, we had one 27-yard pass play, and obviously when you're playing against a team like the Giants that have the explosive receivers and a veteran quarterback, you know, that was a area of emphasis, you know, going into the game. And, you know, we were pleased with, you know, coming out of the game, giving up one explosive play. The other area we talked about was getting off the field on third down. You know, the week before, we enabled the Lions to extend some drives, you know, when they converted third downs. And, you know, I thought we did a nice job of that the first two games. So we got back on track. You know, we won 9, I think, of our 13 shots there. Couple areas that we've been fairly consistent in through the first four games is obviously number one, you know, controlling the opponent's run game. We knew going into the game last night that we were going to have to put a lot of attention on their receivers and play with fewer people down in the box. And I thought our front people did a real nice job there and in terms of limiting their runs. I think they did have one 14-yard run come out, which – But you're always concerned, okay, if you don't have an extra safety down there, if you're giving added attention to the receivers. But we were pleased with, you know, coming out of the game. And when you can do that and the game becomes more one-dimensional, what I think they had 14 runs, then you can focus in a little bit more on, you know, one phase of the game. And the other area was pressure on Manny. You know, we knew going in that he doesn't take many sacks, and we ended up with 4 sacks. I think they had 6 coming in for the season. And so our guys up front continue to give us pretty consistent pressure, and that certainly helps the coverage element of your defense. So all in all, I thought our guys battled, and, you know, we overcame some tough field position at times. You know, I thought the series there – the 2-minute series at the end of the half was big when Fackrell, you know, got the sack, caused fumble, and Kenny, you know, recovered the fumble, and we were able to turn that into 3 points. So I thought that was a critical series in the game.
And Don, what kind of challenge is this week going to be with Dallas' running game and what that rookie's doing?
Well, they're obviously number one in the league. I think they're averaging 155 yards a game rushing, so you don't have to say much more than that, you know. You know, we've played these guys a lot recently, and of course, now they've added Elliott, you know, he's got rare ability there, you know, because he's strong and can break tackles, and yet he's got breakaway speed. And you combine that with their offensive line, you know, it's they're very efficient with their run game. I mean, it's they're physical, and you know, that's the first thing you look at when you look at the Cowboys' offense is their ability to run the ball. You'll probably recall last year when they came in that they were one of the teams. They had 2 long breakaway runs on us. You know, I think probably at about 90 yards or somewhere in that vicinity on 2 runs. And that's always a concern, you know, when you're – because these guys, they're very good blockers. They're very athletic and Elliott looks to me like he's really kind of hit his stride in terms of yards per rush. I haven't looked at a lot of tape yet, but what I've seen has been very impressive.
You mentioned making them one-dimensional, but I mean, you had done that the last few games too because your run defense has been so good. So I guess I'm wondering what was the difference with your pass defense yesterday compared to the last few games?
Well, our approach was, number one, you had – explosive playmakers, and we knew going in that we wanted one of the priorities is to make sure that they, you know, that we could live with some 5 and 6 yard runs much better than, you know, 30 or 40 yard passes.
What does Kyler bring to the table? It seems like every time he's on the field in his limited snaps, he's making a pretty big impact play.
Yeah, I think you'll see Kyler just continue to get better, you know, just because of the approach he takes. You know, he's a very serious young man, and he works hard at his craft, and he's got some physical tools, you know, to rush the passer. And I thought his move last night was an excellent move, and it came at a time when we needed to play. You know, they had I think a minute and 25 seconds or something like that, and all three timeouts. So we were going to have to make a play to get off the field. And in our preparation, you know, we'd seen them in two-minute situations with Manning, all right, and his experience be very efficient, you know, moving the ball down and putting points on the board. So we like the progress that he's making, and you know, I think you'll see him do nothing but get better every week because of the approach he takes.
You got to see Rollins and Gunter play outside for a whole game like that. Is there any thought that maybe Randall would be better suited inside and that you could do, you know?
I think one of the things that and you saw last night, okay, I mean, because we weren't sure, you know, that we had to work out Demaryius, you know, to see if he's going to be able to go, so we weren't sure. So you saw Micah Hyde, you know, step out there and play the star, and so Quentin moved outside. Obviously, Gunner's played outside, but both Gunner and Quentin has worked a lot inside, as you've seen in training camp. Micah has played three of the positions inside, you know, either safety, the star, or the whip position, the nickel or dime position. And Morgan last night moved down and, you know, played down in those positions. And quite frankly, we'd worked Morgan some at the star position because Mike had a little bit of a, you know, ankle bothering him, all right? So we weren't sure how that would work out. But when you're short, and we were certainly short at corner, you know, you got to have guys that can play multiple positions. And that really showed up. I mean, it was a real benefit to us last night because you had Micah playing the star. You had Morgan playing down at the dime position. And we didn't have a lot of flexibility in terms of the guys playing outside. So to answer your question, I think Demaryius can play any of those positions. He's played safety in college. You know, I think he likes playing at the star position. And probably the newest position for him is out at the corner position.
As well as Mike Pennell had played this summer in camp, were you a little worried about how you would handle his absence up front?
Well, you know, we've had experience with this. I mean, you look back at when we started last season, you know, and we were minus a couple defensive linemen. And, you know, we went down in the opener against the Bears, and they ran for like 140 yards on us or something like that. So, you know, you're always concerned going in, okay, if you're minus people that you consider starters or, you know, played a lot of football for you. So, but I think our young guys have stepped up, and certainly our veteran guys have done a nice job. So we just have to keep moving forward, you know, in that area because it has a big impact on what you do defensively. And, you know, we'll have our biggest challenge to date this weekend.
Dom, how much does it help you when you're able to stop the run like you are in nickel and stop the run with two deep safeties? I mean, when you're sitting up there, you know, figuring out what to call, that's got to be a big help.
Well, it's the nature of the game nowadays. I mean, you saw, you know, yesterday the Giants were in three wide receivers in 52 of the 54 snaps, and then they put four out there, the other two. So there was not any big people, you know. So when you've got three and four wide receivers out there, you're gonna have to match up. It's a matchup game. And so now it places a priority on being able to stop the run, you know, out of that personnel group. And we spend a lot of time on that because obviously we play a lot of sub-personnel here, you know, our nickel and dime packages and do different things out of them. But, yeah, to me, that's what it's all about. If a team feels that, you know, they can line up and run the ball against your sub-defense, it's going to be a long day.
Is that why Link didn't get as many snaps last night? The matchup, run game stuff?
Yeah, our plan going in was, of course, to roll those three guys through. You know, Joe's been our dime linebacker. And so in situations that we felt were throwing or matchup situations, you know, then Joe kind of is our matchup guy.
Is Martinez Nose affecting his ability to play? Martinez, is Nose thing affecting
him? No, I don't think that was a factor at all, really. You know, and I thought Blake did a nice job. You know, I thought he did a good job last night.
Getting back to Gunter for a second, I remember you mentioned, I think it was after the Detroit game, you felt Gunter was maybe the best cover corner in that game. Did you feel he followed it up last night?
I thought he had a good night. You know, we didn't necessarily match anybody up on a particular receiver, but he ended up okay with, you know, on Beckham quite a bit. And you know, the thing you like about Darius is he's a pro. You know, he doesn't say a whole lot. You know, he comes in and goes to work. But you can tell he's really into it. He'll ask really good questions. If there's something he's unsure of, he's going to ask. He's a mature young man.
What do you think has been a big difference with him, year one to year two? I think he played like 8 snaps the whole season until the playoff game came along.
Gunter?
Yeah.
I think he's a typical young guy that you know, those guys just have to keep working and preparing for when they get their opportunity. And his opportunity didn't really come until playoff time. And, you know, he played quite a bit in the Washington game. And he's a consistent guy. And you have to come in and kind of earn your way, you know, earn your reps. And he's done that, you know, and he's certainly taken advantage of it.
It's a hell of a challenge for a young guy to be like all pro like Beckham. You have to talk to him beforehand, or is he just? I mean, he seems like such a calm guy that probably wouldn't face him. But
yeah, he knew the game plan, and I think he's confident in his ability, and he went out and executed the game plan and played with good technique and did a nice job.